A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On one occasion, at a penance service at another parish, a lady came to me for confession, and she made a very simple confession. There was nothing serious, no serious sin. It lasted just a couple of minutes. And at the end of the confession, she begins to complain to me about her husband and her daughter, who no longer even go to Sunday Mass. And she says, "You know, I get so frustrated and angry, and I want to lash out at them. They've been Catholic. We put our daughter in a Catholic school. What are they doing?" And going on and on. And all of a sudden, I had this strong sense, I believe from the Holy Spirit, that I was supposed to challenge this woman, to really see, okay, are you doing your part for your husband and your daughter? And I said, "Can I ask you a question?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Can you tell me about your prayer life?" She said, "Oh, sure, Father. I get up in the morning and I say an Our Father, and I say Hail Mary. I say grace before meals. I try to talk to God during the day." I said, do you ever go to daily Mass?" "Well, no." I said, are you a working woman?" She said, "Actually, no, Father, I'm retired." I said, "Do you live close to the church by any chance?" She said, "Actually, I live right in the middle of three churches. I'm a couple of miles from each of them." I said, "Do you think you can start going to daily Mass?" And she began to get uncomfortable. And I said, do you really want your husband and your daughter to come back to church?" I said, "Can I ask, do you ever pray the rosary?" "Oh, once in a while." Do you offer any sacrifice on a weekly basis, on a daily basis?" I said, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. But if you do those things, if you go to Mass daily, if you pray the rosary every day, if you offer sacrifice for your husband and your daughter, I have no doubt that they'll be back to Sunday Mass before long. But if you don't, I highly doubt they'll ever return." The unclean spirit who possessed this man said to our Lord, "What have you to do with us?" Plural. "Have you come to destroy us?" It's a frightening thing, but a person can be possessed by multiple spirits. Like the man whom our Lord said, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." Or Mary Magdalene, who was possessed by seven demons. What does our Lord say to the apostles is the way to cast out demons? Prayer and sacrifice. And I close with these words that I shared with the 8 o'clock Mass scores yesterday. A fellow priest of St. John Marie Vianney one time came to him, and he wondered, "Father, why aren't my parishioners, why aren't they coming along? None of them are changing their lives." St. John Vianney said, "You have offered humble prayers to God. You have wept. You have groaned. You have sighed for them. Have you added fasting, vigils, sleeping on the floor, castigation of your body. Until you have done these things, do not think that you have tried everything. Last night, reflecting upon this, I thought, I don't want to do any more. I don't want to die more. That's not attractive. And so I just asked our Lord for the desire to do those things, for a greater love that would spur me on to offer myself more fully. I said, Lord, just give me the willingness that if you ask me to do these things for souls, I would say yes. And then, Lord, when you ask, do it in me, because I'm weak. May we ask for the grace to do our part.